Alright, let's go.
God, this chair sucks.
Totally.
What chair?
The thing that I'm like crouched on. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Well, what do you want? You want a stool?
I'd prefer one.
How about an apple box beach in a T? Like one and then one on top.
Like, follow
you know,
me. Four.
No,
let's
you
just start the show. I'll just be uncomfortable the whole show and we'll see how that affects me.
I hate those chairs.
I hate these chairs too.
So I need to get two more of these.
Yes.
What, are you trading with me? No, you can't trade with me.
You'll be under the table.
Yeah, but
you're so short.
But I'll like sit on my knees or something.
No, this isn't going to work.
Put an apple box on it.
Yeah, put an apple box and a pillow.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Go get an apple box, Beach.
Oh, my God, this is so much better. Oh, thank the Lord.
I OD'd on coffee. I don't know why I asked for this, because I had like 3 cups this morning.
Doesn't seem like it. You're yawning
right now. I had an incredible expenditure of energy on Thursday.
You can barely form your words.
I can barely form it. Like, I have never been so exhausted as I was after that.
Did you sleep for 12 hours?
Yeah, I fell asleep. Remember when we talked on Thursday?
No, I don't. I usually don't register our conversations.
Really?
It's a better way to handle conversations.
I mean, sometimes I do, but a lot of times you're just talking nonsense and I'm just there to listen. And then it's kind of like what you do to me. I feel like you put me on speakerphone and then go 2 rooms.
Oh, I did that this morning.
That's a horrible thing to do.
It's like, what is the point?
So you put...
He called me, so it's in my defense.
Brian on speakerphone.
And then walks away from the phone.
It's funny, I have some paintings hanging on my wall. I put my phone on top of one of those paintings, like leaned up against the wall on top of the painting, put it on speakerphone, and then just walked into the bathroom. Because I had just gotten out of the shower, and so I could kind of hear what he was saying, but not really.
So you answered the phone out of politeness that you didn't want him to go to voicemail.
Yeah.
And then you promptly ignore him. You walk away.
Essentially, yeah.
Instead of just being like, hey, I'm kind of in the middle of some shit, why don't I call you back in a few minutes? He just puts me on speakerphone and walks away.
So you have a conversation with an empty room.
So I start talking, and then I'm like, hello, and this is what I hear. What? Yeah, no, what? And then I'm like, what? I can't even. And then I get really aggressive sometimes.
Yes.
And I'm like, take me off the fucking speakerphone. And I don't understand what you're saying. You're trying to say something and you're like, I'm hanging up the phone. I have nothing to say. I had a lot to say, but now I'm not saying it to you.
Wow.
And then it's like this fucking martyr game where he's like, I have nothing. I have a lot to say, but I'm not saying anything to you.
I have nothing. I have so much to say, but I'm not even going to say
anything. One of the things that we do too is when he calls me, I go, it's Brian calling me. And I answer, I go, hello, is Brian there, please? And I act as if I've called him. And then a lot of times he'll put me on hold.
That's a good thing to do. I usually, if that happens, I usually get my agent.
You have an agent?
Yeah, either an agent or somebody who is like my receptionist.
So if I called you, and you answer, and what do you say? Hey, so I call you.
Okay.
Whose phone rings like that?
I don't know. It's like
I still have an old school phone.
Oh, okay, it's old school.
It's a turnstile.
It's a. Oh, you got to. Well, you got to dial it first.
Oh, missed the number. Missed the number.
You gotta start over.
Gotta start over.
Hang up. And begin again. I've got a lot of low numbers in my phone number.
It's a lot of ones.
Yeah.
3.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Oh, hello. Is Robert Scheid there, please?
One moment, please.
That's a good tactic so far. I'm into this.
No hold music or anything?
I'm sorry. Were you looking for
Robert
Mr.
Scheid, please?
Mr. Scheid. Yes. Hold,
Mr.
please.
God. I know what I'm gonna eat for lunch.
Okay. I'm sorry. Why were you calling? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm just calling to say hello to Mr. Scheid.
Oh, could you hold, please?
Oh God. Wait. Just before you put
you. Sorry, I gotta put you in hold.
I got stuff to do. Maybe I'll just take my phone and put it on speakerphone and put it on top of the painting. I'll go in the other room.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hang on just a sec. I'm in the other room making peanut butter and jelly. Is Robert there?
This is Robert, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hold on. I'll just come over here. Hey,
God damn it.
Hey,
I told you never to put somebody on the phone with me if they're on speakerphone.
Robert, can you hear me? God. I better get back to that bread before it goes bad on the counter.
Hello?
Robert.
No, I'm so sorry. This isn't Robert.
Who is this?
I'm his secretary.
His secretary?
Yes, he's very, very busy. But just don't put him on speakerphone, and he'll be right on the phone in just a second. I got
the secretary. Wait.
Hello? God damn it!
I would only put up with that for so long.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's how I normally do it. It's pretty funny, though, when it happens.
You know, when I was growing up, I had to actually memorize numbers and wasn't able to type the first
you remember that?
Letters of people.
You remember that?
Oh, those are the good old days.
And I still remember.
You go first.
No, I don't want, because those numbers still exist, and I don't want.
They don't for me. Yeah. I do not remember that. Because I moved all the time, so it was. My numbers, oh, God, have changed so much.
I mean, I had probably about 20, 25 numbers that I had memorized of everyone, of my friends.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Me too.
Their homes. And that was one phone line. Yeah. That's how you got in touch with people. You made plans and you went out.
How screwed would you be if you lost your phone right now with all the contacts?
Well, you know what? I'd be totally screwed. I wouldn't have anything.
Oh, man, but I wouldn't know any of them.
But there's also a part of me that would feel completely liberated by that.
My girlfriend will ask me what her phone number is, and I'm like, I have fucking no clue what your phone number is.
She doesn't know her own phone number?
No. She asked me as a test that if I don't know her phone number, I don't love her, I think.
Well, that's true.
She's like, what's my phone number? I'm like, I have no fucking clue what your phone number is. I press your name, and then I press the green button, and then you're
See, I even go a step further. I have I'm part of the Android operating system.
Droid.
You can just speak it. Sometimes I press a button and
hey,
I just
if
like,
we
call
Droid enough, do you think that we'll get free droids like Oprah Winfrey?
No.
Yeah.
It works with Skype. It does work with Skype.
Skype is already free. And
I don't even Skype is dead to me.
What?
It has been for some time. I don't use Skype at all.
GChat, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the future.
Google integrated with iChat, so you can actually use your Google login to just use iChat.
That's correct.
I saw that.
That is correct. Good for them.
Good for them.
But you have to have a Mac to do the iChat portion, so.
Well, everyone should have Macs.
Totally. Who has a PC? I hope he's listening. I don't know if he ever listens to the show because
I just want you to say
he.
I want you to understand that you're about to say some stuff that will affect the vast majority of people who are out there. Okay. You know the market share of Mac is not that great.
It's like 5%.
It's not?
No, it's not very big. So go ahead, continue with what you're about to say. Go ahead.
Go for it. I got
you. You got my back, Brian?
I got your back.
Okay. Here's to Graham McKay. I'm calling you out over at Lowell's Boat Shop in Amesbury.
He's still using a Dell, isn't he?
He's still using a fucking Dell.
Okay,
and it's always like he's doing href. He's on that black screen with the green font that's from 1981. Uh-huh. And it's like cursor, 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 href, reboot dot fuck my life dot I don't know HTML dot enter.
So he's
backslash
on DOS.
Greater than sign.
What's he doing with that computer? What is he doing?
I have no idea. Not much. Because people who use PCs can't do much with their shit.
Yeah, but Graham McKay doesn't do much with computers. He's out shaving. He's out making a helmet out of wood shavings.
He is. He's so using wood tools from the 1600s.
Like 3D
literally.
Modeling programs to design those helmets?
He could be.
He designs it in his head, writes it on a wall with crayon, and then and then takes a wax candle and
seals it up,
and then and then takes his carrier pigeon pet, puts it onto their claws, and then sends a letter to Greg Hoyt.
So he has a barn full of like walls that have been sealed. It's like, oh, beautiful design. Yep. Take this wall out and put it in the barn.
Creates a wax molding of designs. He doesn't get on a computer and do AutoCAD or any of that. He doesn't even know what that is.
But he should. If he had a Macintosh computer, otherwise known as Apple, there's a lot of things that are very user-friendly on these computers, guys.
There are.
Get on it.
Now, I use a Mac. I use a lot of Macs. I teach on them as well. But I don't want to exclude our PC audience. I'll tell you, there are a lot of really great programs that run on PC as well.
Yeah.
I'm playing the field here on this.
No, there are. I mean, it depends really what you're looking for in life. What other tests does your girlfriend give you?
Hmm. tests
of love.
Tests of love, because not knowing the number is a really good one.
Number is a great one. I'm trying.
How about dates? How are you with dates? Birthdays, anniversaries, that kind of thing.
I have no idea what our anniversary is.
That goes over so poorly.
Oh, it goes over like a bag of dicks. Yesterday she called me out. I was out on a double date with some friends.
Was she one of the people that you were dating?
No, it was a different girl.
Oh, I think you get called.
She called
out.
Me out for that.
I get called
she
out
was
for
like,
that too.
You're on a date with a different girl. No, she was there. Uh-huh. And the double date, the other couple was like, oh, yeah, we did this. The girl was like, I did this on my birthday. And my girlfriend goes, we didn't do shit on my birthday.
Oh.
And I was like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. On the day, she's like, yeah, you had like acting class or something like
that. Oh, man.
I was like, oh. Well, I was like, but did I do something on the weekend for you? And she says, no, probably not. And I know that's bullshit. Plus, I bought her a fucking $350 vintage rally 3-speed bike for her birthday.
Let's not put price tags on things.
No, I know. But
I think at this point, he definitely can put a price tag on that.
Yeah, that's a pretty significant investment. It's a pretty awesome birthday present.
Yeah.
But I just felt like I failed some test that I didn't even know I was taking.
I'm pretty sure you fail every test.
Oh, almost.
I think most, it feels like a lot of relationships are just a bunch of tests for some people.
Robert.
Know? Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you not to get into a relationship.
Whoa!
That's a first.
Have you been getting laid, Guy? Have you gotten laid since the last show?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, you have.
I can tell
by the look in your eye.
Yeah.
No, it's a little dark in here.
Did you go out on any dates this week?
I
you did. Yeah, you did.
Yes.
You told me you were going to go out on a date with Claire.
No, it's
Clara.
Not her name.
It's
Clarabelle.
Clarice.
You were going to go out on a date with
Cindy.
Fuck, what was her name? You told me. It was such a good name.
Euripides.
It was Euripides.
How did it go?
I thought it went well.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's very nice.
Oh.
She's a very nice girl.
Love is in the air.
You know, the only thing is you gotta know if it's mutual. So that's the only thing.
And that's when you do what, Brian?
Take your pants off. Point you do. Because then you know it's mutual. Then,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show. I'm Gregory Hoyt alongside Brian Gerard and Robert Shide.
Thanks for introducing the show.
Hi.
You're welcome.
Hi. I like that sometimes we don't introduce the show.
You do?
You like that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Sometimes we do.
Let's be honest here. I hate that.
You don't? Why? Yeah, you do hate
that.
Yeah. Because Robert is a man of format. He's a man of form.
He's analytical.
Super analytical.
I like it to work. I like it to, we have a shell that is our show. Mm-hmm. And if some people go in and they're like, what are you listening to? Uh-huh. What is this? It's my first time experiencing this. You know?
Yeah.
It's for the first timer.
So did we blow this? Is this a bad show?
Well, not totally a bad show because Brian didn't introduce it. You did. You did a good
job. I saved it.
But the thing is, it took how long to introduce it? I don't even – we're well past 10 minutes for sure. Oh.
I think we should probably actually start wrapping this up.
Oh. Well, I'm glad that I introduced it.
We could go a little bit longer.
Yeah?
All right.
Yeah.
If you have to.
Why are you so bummed out?
I'm not bummed out.
What's wrong?
You sound totally bummed out.
I got in touch with Brian yesterday around 11 a.m., and he said he was still in bed. And I was like, what's going on?
Sometimes I get a little – I don't want to say depressed, so I'll just call it bipolar.
Okay. That's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Good one, Robert. How to break my
– I just dropped a
So sometimes I do and I just kind of lay in bed and I'm like, what does it all mean? I really kind of – well, I got to be honest with you. There's a billboard down the street from my house that sometimes it weighs heavy on me because it tells me that on May 21st, 2011, it's all over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. I saw that billboard.
Yeah.
It's amazing that they have an actual date for the end of the world.
It's a revised date. If you've ever listened to him. Yeah, yeah. No, this guy's pretty famous.
Well, yeah, he's pretty flexible with
it. He messed up.
Before.
He did this before.
Uh-huh.
And then he said, oh, my calculations were off, like, after it failed.
Right.
Because of this.
Up.
And this happened. No. I got it this time, guys. I got it. It is March 21st.
Wait, March 21st?
May.
Right?
May.
Is it May?
May.
Oh.
March.
It was March. But now we changed it to May. And I guess the thing
so
that
you
I...
So do you actually think about that?
Like, you know,
that's
no, true? You know what gets me bummed out about that?
What?
How does that guy get funding to do this shit.
It's called, and I know called so brainwashing, dude.
And it's May 21st.
I told you, right? May 21st. Yeah. And I there's so many of my friends that are super talented people that are like just barely staying above water, mm-hmm. and just scrapping around, mm-hmm. and just making a living, yep. going to pay their rent, right. you know, lead simple hustling. Lives, hustling around. And here's this guy that has this cake that he's going around being able to get billboards and cars and pamphlets. And I'm like, that money could be probably Wait, used in a better
Do you know why?
So I get so bummed out that I stay in bed. And
Do you know why he has that money?
No.
It's because his followers are selling their houses. They're giving all of their stuff away. They're selling everything. They're giving him all of their money.
Yeah.
That's why.
Because so, he's telling them that the fucking world is going to end in 2 months. And they believe it. So they don't care.
And they have children who are going yeah. out with him.
He's praying on
handing
the
out and handing out these flyers and whatever. It's sad.
You shouldn't feel like that guy's doing something right, Brian.
Yeah.
You should feel like you're doing something right. By at least in your own struggles, you're at least living a life of integrity. That guy's preying on the weak. You could go out, Brian. Here's the thing. And here's the thing that all my listeners know as well.
All two of them.
All two your of listeners?
My listeners.
Most people listen to this podcast because of me. Because
okay.
of me.
All right, got it. No. They all know that we all could go out and make a lot of money. Right now, we all could go out and make a lot of money. I firmly believe that. Preying on fear and hate.
Mm.
That's an easy way to go. It's easy to turn dark.
Yeah.
It's not always as easy to go to the light. Yeah. And that's not even a God thing or a whatever thing. That's just a feeling thing.
Hmm. A humanity thing.
Live in your integrity. Peace of mind. Have you guys ever been out of your – like not had peace of mind? I have.
Yeah,
I've acted in ways that I've regretted.
Absolutely.
I've been out of integrity and I've had that sense of like all I want is to feel good. Mm. It's like being sick. You know what I mean? When you're sick, you just are like, oh my God, why do I take for granted how good it is to just be well?
Yeah.
And that's what it is to have peace of mind. Mm. And that is more valuable than any money that or anything that you'll ever have. And so you staying in bed until 11 is still better than this guy having all the money in the world leading these people around the fucking
telling
country.
Them that the rapture is yeah. coming on the 21st.
It's horseshit. He doesn't get sleep.
You know what? Hey, can we pause for 1 second?
Yes.
Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, Greg, this yeah. is between you and Uh-oh. Me here.
Okay.
I think this was all just a test.
Of what?
That Brian just did this test to us.
What test?
Of our relationship. He did a little woe is me thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he wanted to see how we would react.
Oh, it's like a girlfriend thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Hang on.
Okay. Who's at the door?
I don't know. Hello?
Robert.
Oh God, it's Louise.
It's Louise.
Hey,
Louise.
Hey.
Why is Brian outside with the crying?
He's outside.
He's just testing us. Yeah. He's not really sad.
Okay, I like your new pants.
Oh,
they're corduroy.
Yeah, thanks, Louise.
They're green corduroys.
Oh, he's Greg. He's funny.
Hey, yeah. Louise.
Did you get his number yet?
No.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, he gave you that number? Greg, did you didn't give her your real
number? No, I did. That's my real number.
Louise. I'm gonna give you his real number a little later. Okay. Oh, okay.
Louise, have you ever been in a relationship?
I need to go now.
Oh, okay. She always does that.
Anyway. As I was saying, so just be careful of that when we let Brian back in.
I think he's
just testing us.
I hate this. I just wish that they would ask what they want.
Seriously.
Say what they actually
want. I know. Okay. Here. Yep. Hello?
Hi, Robert. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. yep.
I just wiped Brian's face down and had her give him
no.
cupcake.
No,
but he wants to come in.
Yeah, I know he wants to come in.
I'll
he's just milking
carry
this.
Him in. Okay,
oh, Louise,
him.
Don't carry him in. Okay. Louise, you're 69 years old. Brian,
why don't you get off of Louise?
Can you please stop doing
Let
this?
Let her do what she wants to do.
Okay. Brian.
Louise, be careful
Louise,
on the stairs. Be
watch
careful on the threshold.
The stairs.
Not that heavy.
Okay. Are you kidding me?
God.
Let her do it!
God. Brian, this is even for you.
Well, Louise, give me a fireman carry. Just the last few steps. Do a full fireman carry.
Oh, why are you you're making these requests?
What is a fireman? Oh,
she's putting him down. She's confused.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just leave, Louise, please, while you still can.
Bye-bye.
Oh, don't kiss me. Why are you kissing me, Louise?
She likes you.
That's so hot. Like, hot, actually, temperature-wise, not hot sexy.
All right.
Bye, Louise.
That's an awesome lady to have.
Yeah.
Next door.
Yep.
How are you feeling? You feeling better?
I just had to kind of let it out a little bit. Yeah, I'm all right. I just...
Were you out there crying?
No.
She said that you were.
Yeah. She said she gave you a cupcake.
It's delicious.
Yeah, she's a really good baker.
She's a good lady.
Yeah.
I like her.
She wiped my face down.
What did she wipe?
And then washed my feet like Jesus.
Yeah, why all the feet washing back in the day?
Because they were dirty.
It was just like a way to show respect.
Show respect, yeah.
Because no one was rocking a pair of Air Jordans.
No doubt. Yeah.
It was all sandals.
And so everyone's feet were dirty. So the thing to do when you came into people's homes was to clean their feet. That was a sign of respect and love.
Oh, so you were back and you knew this because you were back then? You know why they were doing this?
No, I mean, I was out there crying.
Oh, I see.
Wiped my face down.
She explained it.
And then immediately took my tears and put them into her hair and then created a cloth to wipe my feet.
That's great. She washed your feet with her hair.
Yeah. Did people used to wipe their ashes with their hands?
In third world countries, they still do. And it's the left hand. You eat with the right hand and you wipe with the left. And this is true. And that's why the vast majority of third world countries, everybody is right-handed. Even though, you know, genetically you are born with one dominant hand, they, because of their culture, they are forced to be right-handed because you eat with your right and you wipe with the left.
Do you hug with both?
They don't hug.
Oh, that makes sense.
But if somebody slaps you with their left hand...
You're fucking doomed. You're getting pink eye for sure.
And those are the tests.
Test of life.
Yeah, that's right. And love.
On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoyt. Yay.
Thank you.
My name is Brian Gerard. This has been The Scheid Show.
Yay!